The Jell-O program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra. The orchestra opens the program with Hallelujah, Things Look Rosy Now. Spring is the time to wake up and live. Swing into the new tempo. Go places and do things. And you have much more time to go places and do things when you depend on Jell-O for dessert. For Jell-O's so easy to make. No need to spend long hours preparing a complicated dessert. You can make Jell-O in a jiffy, and it's bound to make a hit. For everybody goes for Jell-O's refreshing flavor in a big way. So serve Jell-O soon for dessert in any one of its six flavors. Strawberry, raspberry, cherry, orange, lemon, or lime. But be sure you get the real thing, genuine Jell-O. For no other gelatin dessert has Jell-O's extra rich fruit flavor. Order Jell-O tomorrow from your grocer. Ask for it by name and look for the big red letters on the box. They spell Jell-O.
Hey, Mary. Mary, come here. Don't you love the way Phil wiggles around when he leads the orchestra? Look at him.
Yeah, if he could only see himself. He sure is too, though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he doesn't have to show off so much. After all, it isn't television.
Jack, quiet. Your microphone's open.
What?
Everybody can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Say, Don, I feel terrible about butting in like that. I hope I didn't spoil Phil's number.
Oh, that's all right, Jack. Nothing serious.
Yeah, I hope so.
That was Hallelujah, Things Look Rosy Now, played by Phil Harris and his orchestra. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our...
Hey, Jack, from now on, when I'm playing my opening number, I'd appreciate a little professional courtesy on your part.
Well, I'm sorry, Phil. I was thinking about something else, and I forgot that we were on the air.
That's fine. You don't listen to my music. How do you expect anyone else to?
Please, fellas, please. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our genial master of ceremonies, a man...
How would you like it if I started playing my band right in the middle of one of your jokes?
Well, Phil, look, I said I was sorry. What more can I do? Gee, you think I committed a crime. Go ahead, Don.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we bring you our genial master of ceremonies, a man...
A man who ought to keep his mouth shut.
Now, wait a minute, Phil. Let's drop it. I said I was sorry. I apologize. Isn't that enough?
No, I want to punch you in the nose.
Oh, Jack, why don't you admit you were wrong and get it over with?
Admit it? Well, what do you think I've been doing? All right, Phil, I'm sorry. There.
Oh, trying to get smart about it, huh?
Well, gee, even if I did happen to say a few words during your number, what harm could it do?
Did you ever butt in while Abe Lyman was playing a number?
No.
Jack's had that scar for years.
Oh.
Say, what's going on here anyway?
Nothing, Don. I don't want to discuss it anymore. Talk about something important.
Oh, I suppose it's not important when you scream your head off during my entire number.
Phil, look, I've expressed my regret. Now, let me tell some jokes, will you?
Well, don't expect my orchestra to laugh.
Oh.
Don't worry, Jack. They laugh off key, too.
You said it. That a girl, Mary. Let's go on with the program. All this nonsense here. Say, Don, have you been playing much golf lately? I haven't seen you at the club all week.
No, Jack. I've been pretty busy the past few days.
Well, we'll have to get together. How's your game these days, Don?
I'm still in the low 90s.
That's pretty good. I wish I could say the same.
I demand an apology.
Oh, what's the use? This is too much for me. Either.
Oh, Jack, don't be so stubborn.
Stubborn? Listen, Mary, I did apologize.
Then why didn't you get a receipt?
Now, look, fellas, let's get this straight. I know I was wrong when I interrupted Phil's number, but I admitted it, didn't I? See, besides, I'm not infallible. See, I'm entitled to one mistake.
You already made that picture.
We're not discussing my picture. In the first place, Phil, I wasn't the only one talking. Mary chimed in, too.
That's right, Tattletail. Drag me into this.
Yeah, what about Don's commercial during your first number? He does that every week and you never complain.
Well, that concerns our product. We're supposed to tell him about Jell-O's extra rich flavor and that it tastes twice as good as ever before.
Yes, but he doesn't have to bring up those big red letters on the box all the time. See, everyone knows by now that it stands for genuine Jell-O.
You can go home now, Don.
Hmm. Still, you pick on me.
Hello, fellas.
Oh, hello, Ken.
Well, is everybody happy?
No.
Well, what's the matter?
Oh, Jack's mad because he lost Phil's temper.
Oh, that's silly.
What happened, Phil?
Well, right in the middle of my first number, Kenny, Jack started yelling and screaming and making a lot of noise. You'd think the building was coming down.
Oh, geez, Wiz.
Oh, it was nothing of the kind. Phil just made a mountain out of a molehill.
He did? Where is it?
Look, Kenny, a mountain out of a molehill is just a proverb.
Gee, I always say a stitch in time saves...